Welcome to the Daily Dental Podcast. I'm Dr. Addison Killeen, and each day I will give you one insight on how you can optimize your practice using the methods that have helped me grow to a multi-million dollar business while maintaining a balanced and healthy personal life. Good morning. Have you ever heard of the term Johari's window? Now, this model was developed in 1955 by American psychologists Joseph Luft and Harry Ingram. And the word Johari is actually a combination of the psychologists' first names, Joseph and Harry, so Johari. And the window refers to the four panes used to visualize this exercise. Now, what are the four panes here? Well, the first is the open area. This section is filled with attributes recognized by both the person and their peers. For example, if someone views themselves as diligent and the group has also identified this characteristic, that's the open area. Number two is the blind spot. This is the area populated by characteristics identified by the group, but not the participant. These are qualities that the person may be unaware of. And so the aim is that through increased self-awareness and understanding, this blind spot, pain number two, can actually be minimized. Pain number three is the hidden area, and this is the area where personal characteristics are known to the person, but not to the group as a whole. It may also be an area containing some characteristics which the participant wants to keep guarded. As such, it's important to realize that the person may not wish to reveal everything about themselves, and it should be handled with sensitivity. And number four, this is the section that is known to neither the group nor the participant. And so this section can be used by the participant for self-improvement. For example, identifying skills that they might not recognize they even have. But for the purpose of a group exercise, this section is essentially other. It's the area that people don't have to work on. Now, how can this Johari's window exercise improve communication, especially in two-way communication? Well, at its heart, Johari window is about getting everyone on the same page. Ultimately, it's to improve communication. And the aim in any group situation should be to expand the top left pane or the open area where both the group understands it and the individual understands it. This is the most productive and effective area where you should be working. Now, this is the arena in which the participants' attributes are visible and understood by both themselves and their peers at a good high level. And as such, communication and cooperation are really important in this area. And it decreases conflict, decreases confusion, and the misunderstandings are minimalized. So Johari's window. So it's the known knowns, the known unknowns, the unknown unknowns. So go check it out today. Johari. Johari's window after Joseph and Harry. Sounds like an ice cream shop. So hopefully that's one thing to think about today. Hope you can find some known knowns and some unknown unknowns about yourself in your leadership. So hope that's one thing to think about today. Hope you have a great day, and we'll talk to you soon. For more information about this topic, as well as any others, check us out at www.dentalsuccessnetwork.com or connect with me at addisonkillian.com. Have a great day.